Hoi-Ting Huang is a research analyst with CanSax Research, who I believe is based in Calgary, if I'm not mistaken, and talking a little bit about some of the things that are going on in the cattle industry. She joins us on the River Country Ag Show today. Hoi-Ting, thank you very much for joining us. As far as things are concerned, Hoi-Ting, how are things going in 2022? I guess specifically in the cattle industry, since that's your main focus of what you do.
Yeah, well, I would say in 2022, we're seeing a lot of exciting things going on, especially for cattle prices. We are seeing pretty strong cattle prices in the past month also. For example, for cattle prices, we are seeing a pretty steep jump from around 240 to over 270 since mid-August. And for the yearling prices, we're seeing also about a $30 jump from 209 to 239, so which is good news for many of us.
That obviously is good news as far as cattle prices is concerned. Has it been steady as far as prices are concerned this year, or has there really been like a real big jump, as in peaks and valleys of cattle prices going the way they are?
Mm-hmm. Well, for feeder cattle prices, it's been pretty steady in the first half of the year, but the jump in the past month also, it's really driven by the tighter supply. And on the fat cattle side of things, we've been seeing stronger prices throughout the year, and the momentum has been keeping going. So
With the fluctuation, with the big difference in cattle prices over the last, I'm guessing, couple of months, certainly the couple of weeks, do you have any idea as to why there is such a big difference now as opposed to the steady prices you had in the spring?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, one of the biggest factor is tighter cattle supply in the big picture, was just the main driver, I think. So if you look at the inventory report for Canadian and the for Canada and the U.S., we see beef inventory has been shrinking, and with the drought conditions and aggressive herd liquidation in the past couple of years, that brings our cow inventory down to a level close to what we've seen in 2014 and 2015, which is a recent low in terms of cow inventory. And adding to that is our replacement heifer numbers were also down. That means the trend is not going to change soon, and we're looking at lower inventory perhaps in the next couple of years. And less cow means there will be smaller calf crops and tighter cattle supplies going forward. And looking at some of the near-term factors, first of all, grain prices has come down quite a bit in the past couple of months. We saw Lethbridge barley prices are down from around 450 in May to 370 now. So usually when feed grain prices come down, that support our feeder prices. So that's one of the driver behind the stronger prices. But with that said, our grain prices remain at a historical level, so there is still significant cost risk for the feeding sector. And in terms of fat cattle, looking at some shorter term driver, our cattle on feed report that came out just last week is showing our September 1st cattle on feed inventory is down by 12% from year ago. So that means tighter fat cattle supply, it's coming perhaps at the end of the year or first quarter next year. So that's supporting our fat cattle prices as well. And on the demand side, we're seeing robust demand both in the domestic market and strong demand. That means stronger prices, and hopefully there will be more leverage shifting to cow-calf producers going forward as well.
Hoi Ting, if I may ask, what is the BRD project?
Okay, yeah, the BRD project is a collaboration between Canfax Research and the Beef Cattle Research Council, BCRC. So it's an online calculator we developed for BCRC to calculate the potential expense or loss of feeding calves that have not been vaccinated for BRD. That's bovine respiratory disease vaccine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. How has that been received by farmers and ranchers in your estimation?
Well, I think it's been received pretty well. We checked the heat rate on our website. It's been pretty good, and we saw producers coming back to the website to use the tool. So we're happy to see that.
You mentioned the website that is one way that ranchers can definitely benefit. How important is it that ranchers need to possibly get this vaccination so that unfortunate things don't occur?
Well, yeah. So the loss associated with this disease, BRD, include death loss and performance losses due to lower average daily gain during the feeding period, and also the lower quality grades of the cattle. And also the costs include the treatment costs for the cattle affected by the disease. So what the tool does is it allows producers to input their own number, including the number of feeder cattle purchased or retained, and also the feeder and fed cattle prices, the weight, cost of gain based on feed, and the treatment cost for BRD for them to estimate the loss, the potential loss from BRD. And the tool run through three scenarios, which is the best, average, worst case scenario for BRD, with different levels of disease rate and death loss to calculate the potential loss from BRD for the whole group and also on a per head basis. And I think what's neat about the tool is that it has a flow chart to show the potential loss in different aspects. For example, how much could be lost if an animal die, and how much could be lost due to lower average daily gain or grading performance, to really show the cost of BRD and the value of vaccination. And so if I put in the current cattle prices there, like $250 for a calf and $180 for fat prices, the tools show an average loss of $42 per head. And a loss of $58 per head for not vaccinating for BRD. So I think the calculator not only showed the loss of not vaccinating, but also help to determine the potential premium that could be paid for BRD vaccinated calves for cow-calf producers.
Obviously, BRD, the BRD project and the BRD calculator is one of the big projects that CANSAX Research is undertaking right now. What are some of the other projects that CANSAX is working on into the fall, the winter, and into 2023?
Yes, so we are currently working on a cost production network project funded by BCRC. So the purpose of this project is to collect cost of production data from producers across Canada and benchmark the financial performance of these farms in different production systems, and also to identify some risk and opportunity for the industry. And we are currently open for sign up for data collection for the first quarter of 2023. So if you are interested in participating in this project, you can go to canfax.ca to sign up for the Cost of Production Network. And right now we have collected data from 186 producers across Canada, and we have developed 46 benchmark cow-calf farm, and all the information is available on the CanFax website if you're interested to take a look.
Hoiting Huang is a research analyst with CanSax Research based in Calgary. She joins us for the Ag Show. Hoiting, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Keith.